Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. When talking about software, people always ask, what's the next killer application? At one time, it was spreadsheets. Spreadsheets actually allowed the PC to come into the office because everyone felt it was something they absolutely had to have. They saw the value in it right away. Well, what's the next killer application? Juvo Lowry thinks he has an idea what it might be. And at the PDC this year, in a workshop, he's going to take and talk about what this next killer application might be. He thinks it's called the Energy Web. It's a technology that utilizes the Microsoft Service Bus and various other technologies to allow applications, devices, people, energy companies to coordinate amongst themselves so we can all save energy and be greener. And the best part of it is, it actually requires all of you to develop your applications to participate in this. That sounds like a great idea for a killer application. So I've asked Bruno Turcalli to interview Juvo Lowry about his workshop that he'll be doing at the PDC. Let's take a look.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bruno Turcalli. I'm a developer evangelist in Silicon Valley. I'm here with software legend, WCF world master, Juvo Lowry. And we're here to kind of talk about a couple things, the upcoming PDC. So, Juval, we have PDC coming, and what exactly are you doing there?
So, I'm delivering the pre-conference at PDC on November 16th. It's a combo day. The first half is on the service bus, and the other half is on a term I coined called the EnergyNet.
I see, okay. And what exactly is the service bus, and what's the EnergyNet?
So the service bus is the first piece of a massive initiative from Microsoft that's also going to be featuring in the PDC itself called cloud computing. The service bus is the first, in my opinion, most powerful, most needed piece of the cloud. It's a piece that's designed to address a set of connectivity issues which are very difficult to address on your own. But it turns out that doing things this way is actually a new way of deploying and managing applications. It has additional advantages. The connectivity problem is how do you connect your services over the web. It turns out that web services doesn't really work. People don't really expose those services directly to the web. They use DMZs or they use some kind of static IPs. And there's all these kludges and hacks and ways of exposing the services. There's all this problem of how do you go across barriers of communication like firewalls, or trust issues, or NAT, or virtualization. And the service bus is kind of like this DMZ in the cloud that marshal away all these barriers of communication. And the same is of you doing new and creating an object on your machine. You're basically doing creating an object somewhere across the cloud. The service is much more easy to maintain that way. Conceptually, it's kind of like what applications like Skype are doing, where you run a little applet and you can actually connect to anybody in the world regardless of what network they're on, what firewall they have, the same level of connectivity. And that's kind of like the first, I would say, market driver for the service bus. However, it turns out that doing things this way has additional benefits which are not obvious at first. The first benefit is security. Since the service bus is in the cloud, acting as a relay to your service. There's also a direct connectivity mode, but in essence, nobody ever sees your service. So nobody can mount a denial-of-service attack or a replay attack against your service. All they see is this massive data center in the cloud that Microsoft manages, and Microsoft bears the full brunt of dealing with security. In fact, taken to the ultimate conclusion, they will also do the authentication and even authorization against the client, and you will just need to service the call. So you focus on your business logic and let Microsoft deal with the security, which is probably a more mature, sane way of dealing with the issue of web services security. In addition, the service bus doesn't abide by classic axioms of computing. On any given box, scalability times throughput is a constant. So if you can funnel 100 calls per second against a particular box from one client, if you have four clients, you're going to do 25 calls per second because scalability times throughput is basically a constant. My testing shows the service bus doesn't behave this way. Sending an event for one client on 10,000 would have exactly the same latency. And so that's huge as far as your ability to scale and multiplex and balance your application.
So I can handle seasonality issues where connectivity might dramatically increase.
Absolutely. And the other benefit of the service bus is that, in essence, there's this middleware in the cloud that intercepts the call from the client to the service. Now, normally, all attempts at doing aspect orientation or WCF, like extensibility with interception chain leading from the client to the service, all such attempts at doing the adding the aspects try and be feather light. You want to be as least intrusive as possible when you intercept the call. But the service bus is fundamentally another middleware in between the client and the service, where the latency of the call between the client and the service far eclipses whatever you can do inside as far as interception. And so you can literally look at the service bus as the ultimate interception point and apply very powerful policies and customization on the messages going from the client to the service. And so I suspect that as time goes by, this will be the ultimate interceptor as well.
I see. So if I'm like a business or a startup and I want to connect two computers behind two firewalls, typically that would be a huge engineering effort.
Huge.
But the service bus just is kind of plug right into it and you connect two endpoints.
Absolutely. Think of it as all your IT and DMZ and all of that pain in a box, shrink wrap, plus the scalability and the configuration and the security benefits. But what we're referring to as far as the additional benefits, it's basically composition. You can literally compose additional aspects on top of the services that are very difficult to do. Aspects deal with routing and queuing up of calls, or connecting one router to another router, and you can actually have policies that govern a bunch of services. You could say, whenever this client makes a call, give it to all of these services, or just give it to one of them. Or always give a copy of the message to that service, and then do load balancing against these services. When you can actually do queuing, you could say this message goes first to a queue, and then when the service wakes up, you can actually pick up the message from the queue. So, and basically the cloud acting as a buffer, as a queue. Today, you cannot do queuing over HTTP.
So if I want to send some data to another client and they're offline,
what can you do?
You're kind of stuck. You have to build that whole queue yourself.
You have to build that whole front end yourself. And you can also do kind of like two ways queuing. You can actually have the client queuing up messages from the service and going offline. The service wakes up, picks up messages from the cloud, works on it, and then triggers the next phase in the workflow by queuing up messages back to the client. You can actually do some kind of a queued event mechanism, where there's a bunch of what the industry may like to call topic-based subscriptions, but it's basically subscribing to a particular operation or some kind of an event contract. You can say, I'd like to receive that event, but not this event. Normally, this kind of filtering has to happen on the service. You receive the event, waste processing and cycles, decide you don't want it, and then toss it. But why even get the event in the first place? You can actually have a combination of queues or routers and queues that will actually give you exactly what you need and when you need it. And you can actually subscribe and unsubscribe irrespective of when messages arrive. So it's a very powerful way of composing applications. And so that's kind of like, in my opinion, like I said, the first most needed, most powerful piece of the whole cloud initiative. And that's going to be basically the first half of my tutorial.
Okay, interesting. So I'm kind of curious, though. You're talking about this term energy net. So if I go take your workshop, that'll pretty much empower me to understand the service bus and then to apply that to all the new opportunities coming up.
Absolutely.
With the energy net, as you term it.
Exactly.
Excellent. So that's going to happen in November. We're all looking forward to it. Come see Juval Lowy. It's a rare experience. He's a world authority on these topics. He's written multiple articles in MSDN magazine. And we're all looking forward to it. We hope to see you there.
Thanks, Bruno. Thanks, Juval. Hopefully that gives you some idea of what this workshop's going to be about. Be sure to check the link over in the descriptions so you can kind of find out more about the workshop and sign up for it if you were going to be attending. See you there.